The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day of days in the Christian year, Easter. The Easter of the Lord, again I say it is Easter. It is the Feast of Feasts, the holiest of holy days, a day not only greater than all secular days, this day even surpasses those feast days in the church which are celebrated in honor of Christ himself, such as Christmas. Christmas is about new hope for the living. Joy to the world of the living. But today is a feast of joy not only for the living, but also for the dead. On all other days of the church's praise, it is only the present company of believers to whom the good news is directed. But today, on this day of days, the sun rises never to set again. And the good news that night and death are banished is directed to all past believers as well. We shout, "Christ is risen! He is risen indeed!" in our sacred assembly, not only to encourage ourselves, but the dead. Today is the eighth day, the eternal day, the day that never ends, when we, the living, join with the dead in praise of him, and we say, "Christ is risen! He is risen indeed," as the welcoming acclamation of that day, which never ends. No more night, no more darkness, no more sorrow or crying or grief or suffering or injury or death or pain, no more loss or longing or doubting or anger, no more fear. The dead hear this promise, and they rejoice. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. When Jesus descended into hell, he retained, without loss, the splendor of his divine majesty,
and the glory of His eternal nature shined in that place and sent the shadows scurrying. Hell, death, and the devil were forever defeated. Light was not overcome by darkness, but darkness was overcome by light, the light of the eternal day, the resurrection, who is Jesus Christ, did not shine in that place, but His light overcame that place. And so when Christ rose from the dead, He worked joy. He broke down the doors of hell. He set free all those held prisoner there. And instead, He took death, hell, and the devil prisoner Himself and led them in His triumphal parade. He broke forever the power of death to hold any redeemed by the blood of Christ. Rising triumphantly from dead, God demonstrated that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings, for He raised Him up and exalted Him and gave Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess, whether on earth or in heaven or under the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And now, no power on earth or in heaven or under the earth can ever take from Jesus what is His own. By His resurrection, He claims us as His own. He claimed us in our baptism when He granted to all, washed by the water and the Word, the power of new life. We received this resurrection power in our baptism, not because we deserved it, or because we believed in it, or because we earned it, or because we merited it, or even because we asked for it, because of course, most of us were too young to ask for anything. We simply receive, dependent as a little child who knows nothing. The kind of little child Jesus said we have to become if we want to enter the kingdom of God. We received as a little child who knows nothing the grace of God. And by God's grace, in our baptism, we have been buried with Christ and raised a new life with Him. In baptism by grace alone, God has granted His resurrection power to us. And the Holy Spirit, who has washed us clean by that word and water, and whose job it is throughout our lives to convict us of our sin and our continual need for cleansing, nurtures within us that grace given us, and over time brings us to faith so that we become full of faith in the resurrected Lord and receive Him for ourselves as Savior and Lord. As Paul sings in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, oh, to know Him in His resurrection power. This is the heart cry of all those who were held in fear and slavery of death. And so it is on Easter, on this day of all days, when we that have been baptized, who have been put to death and brought to life by faith in the Lord Jesus, who have been born again by water in the Spirit, and have become inheritors of the promise, the resurrection of the dead. Within us, the Holy Spirit cries out and inspires our praise. Christ is risen, and we respond, He is risen indeed. Because the Holy Spirit has brought us to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to testify with Him, our spirits bearing witness with His Spirit. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thank God that the faith of the resurrection, the Easter faith, is about resurrection and not reincarnation. I don't want to do this again. How about you? Thank God that we are not condemned to repeat this life over and over and over and over until somehow we get it right. Thank God that we don't have to purify ourselves by going through this again and again and again. But by the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross forever, we have been purified once and for all and made inheritors of the kingdom once and for all by the blood of His cross. Thank God that after death, we are not raised to just another life, but to a completely new life, a life so new that human language strains to express it. What St. Paul calls in his epistle a spiritual body, stretching the power of that language to express it. Our bodies transformed by the resurrection power of Christ to be like Jesus' glorious body, so that no dis-ease of mind, body, or spirit can ever again touch us. Thank God that we shall be reunited with those whom we love, whom death has taken, and whom death continues to take. Death will take us all, but it cannot keep us. Death can hurt us, but it cannot have us. It can wound us, but it cannot win us. The grave will enfold us, but it cannot hold us. Because Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Thank God that the Christian faith of the resurrection, the Christian faith of Easter, is about resurrection and not some humanistic idea that your influence is going to live on forever in the hearts of those who know you. You believe that? If you believe that, I invite you this afternoon to drive up to Fort Rosecrans. I've done, I don't know, probably over 100 memorial services up at Fort Rosecrans. I don't remember a single one of them. How many of those people do you know up there? And then I want you to multiply that by graveyards all over this country and all over the world throughout the centuries and ask yourselves, how many of those people live on in the lives of those who remember? Because you know what? Nobody's going to remember them and nobody's going to remember you. Deal with it. I mean, how many presidents of the United States can you name? How many kings and queens of England, emperors of China, famous artists, writers, producers, movie directors, musicians, how many can you name? I'm talking about people that actually did something. How many can you name? You think your influence is going to live on after this life? I don't think so. Thank God that that's not what my faith is in. My faith is not that somebody's going to remember me, but that Jesus, who knows all of us through and through, has us in His love and His care and is going to raise us all up so that we don't have to remember each other. We'll rejoice in one another's presence forever. Thank God that the Christian faith of the resurrection is about that. If our eternal life is about our influence living on beyond our physical life, we are doomed. But God, who gave us life and has nurtured our life and has by the blood of His cross redeemed our life, has saved our lives, will upgrade this mortal life to immortality. Still uniquely you, uniquely me. Thank God that He loves each one of us and wants to preserve each one of us that He has made. Thank God that the Christian faith of Easter is not about some spiritual idea of us all merging into some great cosmic consciousness. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I like me. I'd like to live forever. How about you? I don't want to get blended. I don't want to get thrown in some cosmic blender. I want to be me. I like me. Do you like you? If you don't like you, maybe that idea appeals to you. You just wanted to get thrown in the cosmic blender. It doesn't appeal to me at all. I think God likes me too. I think He likes me pretty good. That's why Jesus died for me. I think He likes you pretty good. And He wants to keep you. You know what? Just like you are, only better. No, we will not lose our identity and our individuality in some mystical awe. The Christian faith of Easter says, God loves you. Christ died to save you. Jesus will raise you from the dead. God is about life, real life that lasts. These bodies will turn to dust, but not these persons. The relationship we cherish with one another and with Jesus today will not be taken from us tomorrow just because these bodies perish. No, God knows where every molecular piece of us went and is capable of bringing it all back together and raising it up. And He will. God loves your body. He loves all our bodies because He made them and He anointed them in our baptism. And He intends to keep everything He's made. He's not going to let any of it go down the drain. All of it. Body, mind, and spirit. Now hidden with Christ in God. Because whether we live or whether we die, we are God's. Our lives, each unique and wonderful and precious life, are in the loving hands of the Lord of life, and He will not let them go. And so, this is the day of days, the feast of victory for our God and for us. And we shout with the saints through all the ages, Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Yesterday, Christ humbled Himself for our sake to seek and save that which was lost. The Good Shepherd laid down His life for the sheep. He came and found us, the wandering ones. And today, He takes us upon His shoulders and brings us back to the fold. And having brought us back, numbers us along with those who never left. All is forgiven. All is forgotten. All is restored. Yesterday, Jesus lit a candle, the candle of His own flesh, and swept the house of this world by cleansing it of sin, and sought for us the lost coins that had rolled into the cracks, the royal image which we bear all covered up with sin and shame. And today, having found us, He calls us His own and invites His friends, the angelic host, to share His joy. Yesterday we died with Christ. Today we receive new life in Him. Yesterday we were buried in Him. Today we rise together with Him. It is Easter. Today we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and death and been transferred into the kingdom of God's only Son. Today salvation has come to the world. Behold, now is the time of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Today Christ is risen from the dead. And if we be risen with Christ, we must set our minds on heavenly things and not earthly things. Today Christ returns to His glory. The glory He had with the Father before the world began. And we are called to return to Christ, the source of our life. Today, Christ is freed from the tomb. And though you be dead in trespasses and sin, arise, shine. Christ gives you light. Today, the old has passed away. The new has come. For anyone who is in Christ is new creation, made new by Jesus, who says, Behold, I am making all things new. Today, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice, therefore, beloved, and be glad in the Lord. Let us become like Christ, since Christ became like us. Let us become godly for His sake, since He became human for ours. Since He took upon Himself the form of a servant, let us take upon ourselves the form of God's own children. He was tempted that we might conquer temptation. He was dishonored that we might be glorified forever. He suffered the worst that we might inherit the best. Let us give Him ourselves, all that we are and have, to Him who gave all and forgave all. To Him who makes all alive in His resurrection power. It is Easter. Let us love one another and greet one another in the love of Christ. And let us greet the dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.